Blog Talk Radio.
You of like that drug music, you know, you just sit around getting high all day.
Like some is that music. What you do?
No, not me. I mean, that's just what the music sounds like. Gosh, we gotta find some better.
But you'd have to, you know, you'd have to experience that to know.
No, well, I haven't experienced it. But however, I've experienced it watching my friends. Yeah, they just been, you know, they get high, they put in music. It's very disturbing, actually. You know, just watching them, and then watching them rave my refrigerator, and then I had to be the one to go buy the food. I mean, that don't seem fair. So, actually, I don't really like music like that because it brings back bad memories. Actually, but how about for you, Tommy? I mean, what kind of memories does it bring back for you?
That kind of music just sounds like something off of like Cheech and Chong or that Miami Vice music. Other than that,
exactly.
Nothing for me.
Negative, big negative.
Nah, we don't dabble in that pot game. You know.
However, everybody, you are tuned into XXBN, Raleigh Durham Chapel Hill. You're now hanging with Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with your host tonight, Smooth T and Z Fly. Our girl, Sexy T, she's not with us tonight. She had other things to do, but she does promise to be back next week with a brand new show. But tonight, me and Tommy, we will be here bringing you the hottest and the freshest and the realest topics. And speaking of real, can y'all believe these gas prices? I mean, what really went on? I mean, I'm serious. What really happened? You know, one day I'm driving, filling my tank for like what, $369, $340, whatever it was, and then you know while I'm filling up my tank, it's $4. I'm like,
yeah, there was some
wow.
Price gouging going on in Raleigh too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There were some places that had gas for $4.99.
For how much?
$4.99.
You know, I heard that. I heard it. I never saw it. The highest that I saw, the highest that I saw was like $4-something, like maybe $4.20, $4.11. I never saw close to $5. I had a friend that actually texted me, and he asked me, was gas $7 in Raleigh? And I was like, no, where do you hear that from? Because, see, you know, I don't really watch the news no way, which is really bad. But anyway, I wasn't really aware of what was really going on until I went outside, and I'm like, okay, what planet am I on? Because just the other day, or, you know, just yesterday, gas was $3-something. Now it's like $4, so I really could not believe that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Now, from what I heard, there was some effects of the hurricane, something about it hit some kind of pipeline, or some kind of oil pipeline in Texas or something. Is that true? Or do you know?
They had them platforms they got out there, them oil platforms they got. I think it destroyed 10 of the 30 platforms.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, well, it really showed, too, because it destroyed a lot of people's pockets. And you know what, Tommy? You should have saw, I don't know if you saw it, but you should have saw people actually lined up, you know, trying to get this $3.60 or 70-something cent gas. Like, that's cheap, but yeah, it is cheaper. But, I mean,
gas only went up to $3.99 where I was at. $3.99 was, like, the highest I saw. But there was one place, it was a Hess gas station. Ward Boulevard. They had gas for $3.69, I think it was.
Yeah.
Everybody was going there, but their pumps was running extra slow. And I tell you no lie, it took us probably 15 to 20 minutes to get $20 worth of gas.
That made no sense. Yeah, man.
I mean, everybody's pump was running slow. Really 20, slow.
20 minutes to get $20 worth of gas. 2020. That's what it is, 2020.
That's 2020 crazy.
I mean, I cannot believe that. I mean, there was one man that was in the paper who he was going to the pump filling up buckets of gas. Yes, he was. He was serious. He filled his tank up. Then he brought out the buckets. He was filling them buckets up. I was like, what is really?
It ain't a bad idea. Another thing you need to invest in, like I said last time, is a generator.
And some barrels.
That too, a generator and a barrel of gas, because it will come in handy.
Mm-hmm. Especially these days. I mean, it's something, though, you know, when our time is already hard. And then, you know, I mean, nobody can really help it, but then you have Mother Nature doing her thing, and then she's, you know, destroying and stuff, and then it's making gas or whatever it is go up.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of gas, Tommy, have you been in the stores lately?
Wait, were the shelves being empty?
No, I mean like a Walmart or something.
No.
Let me tell you something. We are definitely in recession. I went into Walmart like probably two days ago, and I had to buy, what I had to buy? Oh, I had to buy some toothpaste, you know. Not the big one, you know, just a regular size toothpaste. Guess
like
how much
some
a regular
cheap brand like Ultra Bright or something.
I'm sorry, excuse me. No, that's you. I use the Crest because see, I want my teeth to be clean. You don't.
Hey,
that's
use
what
Crest.
You gotta, no, you don't. You use Mess. That's
no,
why your
I
teeth
use
is
Crest.
Yellow. But why are your teeth yellow? I want to know why. Why are your teeth yellow? What are you not doing?
I'm sucking on your mama's tattoos.
Anyway. So, you know, so I went in there.
Got a mushroom.
Say what?
Mouth.
Dad, really?
Really?
Well, really? Your mama still got cavities. Can I tell my story about my toothpaste, please?
You about made me spill my Pepsi. I'm choking over here. Okay, all right. Hey, that's what
your
he got
to do. Your mama like it when I spill, too. Anyway, what? But no, the toothpaste in Walmart was $4.
$4
for a box of toothpaste. Guess how much Listerine was?
About $5.
$7.
What?
I ain't lying. I'm not lying. Because because I had started in the grocery store at first, and then I had went around, you know what I'm saying, you know, because I love my juices and stuff, you know, I'm racking up on juices. Juices that went up $3. I mean, now the same juice, because I get, like, the little cartons of juice, like, you know, like the Dole and whatever. $3, about $2.99. I mean, that was, like, $1.99 once, I mean, not even that long ago, it was, like, $1.94. It was, like, one of the $2.99.
Everybody always want to go for bottles of water and stuff,
don't
but they sell jugs of water, distilled water, for, like, 79 cents.
Yeah.
You buy a whole jug of water for 79 cents, but people are always running for the bottles. Best thing you can do is go ahead and stock up on, what, 10 jugs of water. That'll last you a whole lot longer than a 24-pack of water bottles.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, because in these days, you need just water anyway because the other stuff is just too high.
Exactly.
And, you know what I'm saying? You might as well just, like Tommy said, stock up on your water and then, you know, don't be dehydrated. And then that way you're saving money. You got to use your brain.
And, you know, water's going to be good for a long time, so it don't matter when you buy it. Just go ahead and get it.
Cold. Ooh, let me tell you something. You put water on ice, I'm telling you, you done seen a good day. You done seen a good day.
Is that or put it in the freezer, you know, get it just a little bit icy, throw it in a cup, hits the spot.
Your mama always been on ice. No, that was the name of a drink. Isn't the name of a drink, your mama on ice? Or was that something else? I thought it was...
You know, got somebody that went to the doctor.
Really?
And they checked their liver or whatever. And the doctor asked them, have they been drinking a lot?
Oh, wow.
And they don't drink like that hardly at all, really.
Mm-hmm.
But she said because of all the Listerine she, like, swished in her mouth, now the alcohol out of it kind of gets filtered into your, filtered through your liver and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot
true
of.
True story.
Huh?
True story.
Yeah. No lie. She's drinking a lot of Listerine, like, every day and all that.
Okay,
alcohol in it can get to you.
Okay, wait, but for one thing, why is she drinking the Listerine?
Okay, I don't literally mean drinking. I say swishing it in her mouth or gargling or whatever you want to
do. Oh, okay.
But, you know, only really alcoholics drink Listerine.
Yeah, you know, try to get that buzz.
So that's a true alcoholic.
And then still have fresh mouth. But, you know, that's pretty good, though. So you get a buzz, and then you still got fresh mouth. You can't beat
that. Oh, yeah. God's like, boy, you're wrecking my face. Oh, that's
right.
Fresh, man. You ain't been drinking.
Right.
Ah.
Now, watch this. Now, some folks listening to us right now are really going to go do that. Y'all need to stop.
No, exactly. We are not telling you to go do that. Hell
yeah. No.
I'm doing. And trust me, once you drink a bottle of Listerine, drunk ain't the only thing you'll be.
Got it right. So Ashley, now I didn't really hear what you said. So you said that she was using the Listerine.
Yeah,
and
using
somehow,
it every day after you brush your teeth, you know, gargle with it and whatever.
Yeah.
She's not drinking it, for the record. She's
right.
Not drinking it, but she's gargling it and, you know, swishing it around her mouth. But all the alcohol in the Listerine started getting to her liver.
Wow. Now that's sad and that's scary.
It
you know,
is.
But I use Listerine too, but I don't use it every day. You know, like I use it like kind of every other day. I don't do it every day.
Yeah, they was using it every day after they brushed their teeth. So,
isn't that something?
Understandable, to a degree.
Oh, I mean, you can't even use Listerine no more. Everything killing you.
I am.
Yeah.
That's the stuff we have these days. They want to cut back on so much and. Seem like everything they cut back on brings up something new.
That's true. That is so true. Wow.
I said this before, but just like I saw on the news again, they cut back on telling everybody, you know, to stop all the traveling and stuff and stay home. But we get the gas that we get taxed on goes towards our road fund, you know, to make the highways, you know, fix all the cracks in the roads and stuff like that. But since people stop traveling so much, that fund, I think, this is going to run out sometime soon since people aren't traveling anymore, so they're not buying the gas up like crazy. They can't really tax us on it like that. So I guess we can look forward to a lot of cracked highways and roads.
I just think that, you know, But what are these toes doing? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I hear you say that, but then my first thought is the toes. You know, isn't that basically what the toes are for, you know, to help on the highways and bridges and stuff? What are they doing? I mean, where is that money really going? Because there's people, I'm pretty sure there's more than millions of people just going through, you know, I mean, just the everyday people just going through those toes, paying all that money. That's for the roads and the bridges. What's really going on?
People ain't going to want to go through a toll like that, especially not people that live here. They'll find some way around it.
Not sure.
But people from out of town, of course, they're not going to know which way to go. They just go right through it and pay their money.
Yeah, because I remember a while back, they was thinking of putting a toll in North Carolina, you know, like around.
No, they're still supposed to be doing that.
They still supposed to be, dang, that was like, what, 5 years ago? Six,
yeah.
Whatever, bro.
Yeah, they're still talking about doing it.
Well, I hope I don't have to go that way for nothing. Cause I remember I used to work that way, and it sure would have been nice to pay a toll every day because 95 was the quickest way to work. So they need to stop all that. They just need to stop all that. I mean, they're just trying to get everybody's last red cent.
Yep. And then along with a broke economy, everybody's going to be broke except for, you know, super rich people. Some people ain't never going to go broke. Bill Gates, people like that.
Got it right.
They ain't never got nothing to worry about.
Yeah. I would love to just throw the government in jail, see how they like it.
It'd be nice.
Everybody have money.
One thing I don't understand about the government is how when election time comes around, you hear all these negative things about all these people that's in office. Elizabeth Dole and all these other people that's in there, you hear all these negative campaign ads about what they're doing in Washington and what they're not doing. But at the same time, they're in the office, you know. Nobody's doing anything about that. If you got a bunch of people that ain't doing anything, I think you should go ahead and get them out and get some new people in.
Right.
That would only make sense to me, but that's what the things are.
Mm-hmm.
People put faith in just behind what people are going to say. I'm not saying Barack Obama's going to get in office and do anything. I'm not saying McCain's going to get in office and do anything. But all we do is go out what they say, and they get in there and, you know, don't do anything. What can we do?
Exactly.
Besides wait 4 years for them to get out, which I don't see why Bush stayed in there for 8. I think people just didn't want. Who was it that ran for president then? The guy that's doing that whole environmental thing now. Same, I can't think of his name.
Oh, man, you got me. Oh, boy, what is his name?
Whatever his name was.
Yeah.
When he ran against Bush and supposedly he lost, about one vote or something like that. But I don't see why they kept Bush in office when they saw he wasn't doing anything in the first place. He's sending everybody out. To me, it's crazy. He's sending everybody out the war, people complaining. But yet you put him in office for another 4 years, and now look where we are. So far in the hole, we hope we can dig ourselves out.
It was really crooked. I mean, I know so many people have said the same thing, but it really was. I mean, because like you said, 4 years, and then you see what he does, which is really nothing, and then you're going to put him back in there in another 4 years. So, I mean, it was really crooked, especially, you know, that time whenever he somewhat, you know, got Florida somehow, or the votes got messed up or something.
I don't even see how that even happened. I know it had to be something to do with the government. They didn't want the other guy to get in office, so somehow the votes got lost or whatever like that. That was a bunch of crap. I don't know. Nobody believes that, or anybody with any sense don't believe that.
But I tell you one thing. But the government may didn't do right with Bush. However, other situations, the government, they make sure they do get involved, or at least the law. And that's actually our topic for tonight. Tommy, tell them what it is, boy.
Teachers who are attracted to their students and the sex that follows. What we want to know is, teacher-student relations, is it wrong or should it be all right?
You know, and that's like one of those things that has been going on for a while now.
I said quite a while.
Quite a while. But, you know, I guess it depends on the situation. You know, like, for example, you know, if, let's just say, you know, a teacher is dating their student or whatever, you, you know, they might start to show favoritism. Plus, it would be kind of awkward for that student, you know, knowing that, okay, you're sitting in your girlfriend or boyfriend's class, and, you know, it's weird. I mean, also, just think about, I mean, would you have dated any of your teachers back in school?
I'm not going to lie, I had this one teacher that I talked to. And it got pretty close to us hooking up, but.
Okay, and what grade was this?
This was when I was in ninth grade. I ain't gonna lie, for the second time, because I failed ninth grade.
Okay. Oh, wow. Thanks
yeah.
for putting that out there. So. Okay, so you was in ninth grade. How old was your teacher?
I don't even know. She was
oh,
married.
That's even better.
She was married and had kids and all that.
And you didn't care, did you?
She was cute.
That's so you. But, you know, I mean, I found, like, a lot of my teachers back in school pretty, but I don't think, I didn't really see them in a sexual way. You know, I guess because they was, like, my teacher, you know, I wasn't like, ooh, wow, I love the way she teaches English. Ooh,
I'm pretty sure it was because, you know, she didn't see you like that, too.
Ooh, okay, that's strike one for you. Anyway, but I don't know. It just seems kind of, I don't know. I mean, really. So let's just say that you would have hooked up with your teacher. You would have felt awkward. Knowing, just like you said, she had a husband, kids. You know, she's a grown woman. You was only ninth grade. What was you, 15 or something? 15 years old. Let's just say, who?
15? I was like 16, 17.
Are you sure? 16 in ninth grade? Is that correct? That don't sound correct.
Because
most people graduate.
Okay,
let's
get it right. I failed sixth grade and I failed ninth grade.
Oh.
But it's not because I'm not smart, but it's just because I was having too much fun to actually do my work.
Yeah, okay.
I can't
you have too much fun with the teachers?
Like
that,
anyway. What?
You having too much fun with the teachers? Is that it?
I have a lot of fun with my teachers.
I mean, who fails sixth grade? Who does that anymore?
Nobody does it anymore, I don't think.
You was the end generation for that, right?
I hope so. Well, I don't want to pass that torch on to some more people. I know a lot of people that failed like elementary school classes. I don't see how that's possible, but you know that happens.
Well, maybe they just slept through it. You know, you can do
that's
that.
That's what I did. My teachers, you know, they let me slide a lot. You know, I'd go to sleep during class, and towards the end, she'd wake me up, and I'd help her grade papers.
Yeah, I bet you were grading. I wish you was grading, but it wasn't the papers. Let me tell you, actually, Tommy, I found this case that happened in Denver. Let's see. It was a former Brighton Charter High School teacher accused of sexually assaulting one of her students. Will likely spend 45 days in jail as part of a plea agreement. I don't know if I should say her name, but then again, maybe I can't because it's online anyway. So, anyway, her name was, whatever the point is, the lady pleaded guilty to unlawful sexual contact, which was a Class 1 misdemeanor, contributing to the delinquency of a minor Class 4 felony, and tampering with a physical evidence, which was Class 6 felony. It says, under the deal, the felony charge of sexual assault on a child by one in a position of trust was dropped. Let's see. It goes on to say, in addition to spending some time in jail, the former social studies teacher and cheerleading coach will likely receive a 4-year deferred sentence for both felony charges. Her attorney, Trent Traney, said, Lerner County District Attorney Larry blah, 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 said that the lady, as a sex offender, will also have to subject herself to intensive supervision as part of her probation. She has to register as a sex offender for a period of 10 years, said the lawyer. She'll have no contact with children under the age of 18, and she will not be able to be employed as a teacher. I mean, see what I mean? I mean, this stuff is serious. And this is a woman.
I mean, to a degree, it is serious, but look at the time she got.
Well, yeah, she got 45 days in jail.
But look at the time that guys get. You know, let a guy
have
sex with some girl student. They're trying to slap him under the jail. But these women teachers are getting off pretty easy with this stuff, and I think that goes into the double standard thing.
Yeah.
In which I think most guys, most dads in the same situation, you know, their son comes home telling and I had sex with my teacher. You kind of want to give him a pat on the back, and at the same time, you're like, okay, this is kind of serious.
Yeah.
But these women are getting out pretty easy, and these guys are getting some pretty hard sentences, I'd say.
Hard time, hard charges. I mean, yeah, like you said, you know, maybe, you know, the guys will say, yeah, great job, son. But, I mean, that's not sending the good, the correct message. I mean, your son's 13 years old. You just found out, or he told you that he had sex with his 40, 30-something-year-old teacher. I mean, he's 13. I mean, you shouldn't be happy, you know, thinking that, oh, my son's a man now. No, he's not.
You can't look at it as he got taken advantage of because he knew what he was doing. People like to say that, okay, this woman's experienced and older and she manipulated him. No, it's not like that.
Okay,
I was in elementary school, I knew what sex was. And this was before they, you know, implemented the whole sex education thing. So,
with that being said, okay, how about flip it around? You know, the woman, the girl attracted to her male teacher knows what she's doing. She knows what she wants. Why is it so different? You know, why bring in the army?
Because double standard with that, because guys by nature are the forceful ones. But for it to be your daughter, it just doesn't seem right. And I know that's the double standard thing behind it, but it's the truth. Most dads won't want their little girl having sex with their teacher because in that way it does seem like, you know, he's just one of those people that like younger girls and all that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it happens. A lot more than it gets reported.
You know, people listen, please call in. Let us know about the double standards. I mean, how do you feel? I mean, do you think teacher-student relations are wrong? How do you see it whenever, you know, a woman teacher gets maybe 45 days in jail opposed to a man who may get life or just a whole bunch of years? I mean, call in, let us know your thoughts. 646-200-3136 and let us know, because I think it's crazy.
I'd like to hear some opinions on this.
I would really like to hear some opinions. Also, let me see. I'm checking in the chat. I do see one person that says, is the show on? They're not getting any audio, so I don't know if we're having some technical difficulties. Obviously, they can't hear us right now, so let's see. I don't know. If you are out there trying to listen, just keep trying to log in, you know, maybe refresh your browser, see what happens. Just keep trying to call in, okay, people? All right. I don't know. I mean, me, if I had a son, I don't know if I would be like, oh, great job, son. You nailed it. And we do have a caller. All right, we have a caller in the 919 area. You're on Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with Zach Tommy. State your name, caller.
Hey, this is Derek from Raleigh.
Derek, hey. You're starting to be a regular caller, aren't you?
Yeah, and I scarcely know where to begin. I kept trying to log in, so I didn't follow the whole thread because first I heard something about Listerine. I don't know what that was about.
Oh.
And then I've been getting bits and pieces, but the site keeps kicking me off. So.
Okay, well,
kind of pull me up to date and.
Okay, well,
can you kind of just state of where we're at?
Yeah, basically where we're at. We're into our topic. We're talking about teachers who are attracted to their students and the sex that follows. You know, is teacher-student relations wrong? You know, for example, you know, there was a woman in Denver who got caught, you know, messing with a student. She only got 45 days in jail. She couldn't work as a teacher anymore. But, you know, Tommy has stated that seems kind of, kind of minor opposed to a man who may get years in jail, if not life. You know, so what are your thoughts on teacher-student relationships? I mean, do you think they're wrong, or give some feedback.
Well, let me put it in context here. If we're talking about an elementary school teacher or a public school teacher for someone that's a minor, then yeah, absolutely it's wrong. I don't care whether it's a male teacher with a male student or female student or whatever. It's a crime, period. It's statutory rape. There are laws on the books to protect students from that. Teenagers are going to be sexually active. They're naturally curious. I mean, that's what hormones are for. That's what puberty is for. It's part of nature. However, adults are not supposed to have sex with children, period.
Exactly.
That's just the way it is. Oh, I don't care whether it's a male teacher or a female teacher and whether the student is male or female. It is wrong, and they should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Now, having said that, it all depends on the teacher-student relationship. If we're talking about higher education, if we're talking about college, then there is some ambiguity there.
Yeah.
Meaning that then you're talking about a situation where it's power. I mean, where, you know, the professor has power over the student. Now, if it's a consensual relationship and it doesn't affect the student's grade or the outcome of the student's education, then that's one thing, although I rarely think that's the case. I think it's bad form one way or the other. However, I in college myself had a slight liaison with the professor, so I'm hardly one to talk. But it wasn't a professor who was whose classes I was attending. But, you know, there are those who say that's wrong, too. I don't know. But, you know, I was already in college at the time. And I was of the age of consent. So
now,
there was a little bit
different there. If I can break in, now, to me, you know, on a college level, you know, that does seem a little different because, like I said, you know, you're mature, you know, you're of age, you know, so if you're dating your teacher, that's kind of a grown-up thing. But like, you know, opposed to a high school.
That's
like,
true,
you know,
but there are situations where students are forced into relationships in order to pass a course. You may have a student who is not doing so well, and the teacher says, the professor, and we're talking about, you know, people of age, but the professor says, okay, well, I'll tell you what, you do this for me, and I will give you a better grade. Does that make it any more right? I mean, I still think that's an abuse of power. It's not very much different than if you were to have an underage student. It's still an abuse of power.
Yeah. Tell me, do you agree?
I'd say it's pretty right there. But at the same time, college students, they're basically adults. So if they did have sex with a teacher or something like that, I'd say just as long as they weren't getting straight A's in the class and not doing any work. I mean, that's whatever. That's their business almost.
Yeah.
And at the same time.
And we have a caller. Caller, are you there? In the tooth? Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, this is keeping it real hot and fresh with Zach and Tommy. We're now talking about teachers who are attracted to their students and the sets that follows. We just want to know from different callers, do you think teacher-student relations are wrong? What do you think about that?
No, I don't believe that's wrong. For the simple fact, this is USA, and that, you know, things just happen one way or another. You don't have any control over what a student and a teacher do what for themselves.
Oh.
Right? You can tell them no, but it's going to happen them one way or another.
Well, no, I don't agree with
that. So, am I correct in assuming that you think that a 14-year-old student, just because they're sexually active and they are horny, it's okay for them to have sex with a 25-year-old adult?
Yeah, teaching them a little bit earlier, you know, they won't be some kind of like some of these birds out here today. They can grow up and know things a little bit earlier than some of these people who are still lost out here.
I'm sorry, caller. What is your name? I don't think we got your name.
My name's Darrell.
Darrell, I'm sorry. So you think it's, oh, okay, forget college. Okay, let's just talk about high school. So you think students who are in high school or maybe even middle school, it's okay for them to have sex with their teachers? Is that what you're saying?
No. I'll say around the age of at least the 10th to the 12th grade. Now, I don't say as far as in 7th and under. I'm saying as far as in 9th, to at least the 9th grade to the 12th, that they make up their own mind. I mean, some stuff teaching in school, they already have those kind of things. Teaching in English, all the things as far as in Shakespeare. You see them having sex with certain people, so why can't they do it in school?
Well, I understand what you're saying to a degree, but at the same time, if that was your daughter having sex with a grown man and she's in the 10th grade, how would you feel about it?
Yeah.
I just feel like as long as you protect yourself, don't bring home any babies, it's all right.
Okay.
I disagree with that. I
disagree
with
that.
My daughter, you know, having sex with a teacher.
Yeah, with your teacher. I mean, you supposed to be. She's supposed to be going to school to learn, not to learn how to do it with her teacher. I mean, are you sending your? I mean, do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I have 3 children.
Okay, are they girls?
Oh God,
I have 2 girls and 1 boy.
So okay, so do you have any kind of rules, regulations for your children?
Don't bring any babies home.
I'm sorry, how old am I?
I'm 35.
So if your kids are having sex while they're in middle school but not with a teacher, you find it okay?
Not in middle school, son. I was saying 9th grade and up to the 12th.
So your daughters can have sex in 9th grade?
With the
as teacher. Long as they don't bring any babies home.
As long as they don't bring any babies home, it's fine with me.
And you don't care if that's their professor, their teacher. You know, you're sending them to school to learn, and they're having sex with their teacher. That doesn't bother you?
No, it don't bother me because you know why? They have an intimate relationship. That way she can get, he or she is one of my son or my daughters, they can get closer to their teacher and learn a lot more than what some of these kids in their own classes won't learn because all the hoopla that are going on in the classes, can't listen because all the other boys and girls already cracking and making notes. As they have one-on-one time, they do more than just doing what they got to do, but they also do some education.
But for the most part, when it comes into relationship part with the student, there won't really be too much teaching going on. There'll be more of a relationship going on. So outside of school, there won't really be much of him teaching her anything other than what grown-ups should be doing.
Like I said, I disagree because, you know, if that teacher was just not sex, because, you know, I'll tell you about my own story. You know,
no,
I had a teacher, and she taught me well as far as the education and the many other things that maybe you can't learn at home. Now, as far as in my background, can't go to mom and pa and tell them certain things, so we had to learn our own.
So when
I got in the 9th grade, yes, I met Miss Sarah Bell. Miss Sarah Bell, she taught me well. And she, even though we were having some kind of, you know, intimate relationship, she also wanted me to succeed. So, and she helped me. All I had to do was ask. And there she was, any time of the day. Just had to be away from home.
How did she help you?
She helped me with my education, like going from the 9th to the 12th grade.
Okay, but right now we're talking about, let's get back on you not really caring if your daughter has sex. Now I hope you remember that just think about your daughter's reputation. You know, they're having sex with the teacher. You know, let's just say that found out. That's going all through the school. You know, her peers are looking at her crazy, talking about her behind her back. You mean to tell me you will want your daughter to risk her reputation, you know, by sleeping with her teacher? I mean, wouldn't you care about that?
I'm not saying that I'm not telling her to have the gun hold to just go ahead and do it. I'm going. I'll tell her if
yeah,
you
but it
won't do
sound,
it.
It doesn't sound like you're not telling her either. I mean, it sounds like you're saying, "Well, if it happens, it happens. Hey, just don't bring no babies on." I mean, I'm not trying to tell you how to rule or you know or how to
run my children.
Yeah, that's it. I'm not trying
how
to
raise
you
my
that,
children.
But, yeah, raise your children, but it doesn't really sound like you're raising them. It's just like you're just saying, "Well, do it. Just be safe. Don't bring no children home." What kind of? That's not really.
Can I interject here for a second?
Yes.
Can I interject here for a second? And the caller, with all due respect, you said that when you were younger, you couldn't go to your parents and talk to them about sex, so you had to figure it out somewhere else, and there was Miss Luna Bell or whoever to help you with that. Can your kids come to you and talk to you about sex, or have you had this conversation with them? Do they know? And let's not even forget about the fact of not bringing babies home. The hell with babies. What about syphilis or gonorrhea or AIDS or all of these other things out there? I mean, I'm speechless. I hardly believe that a 35-year-old man who has three children could be that irresponsible. And again, it's just, I'm not being disrespectful, but in today's world, I don't understand. I don't understand it. It breaks my heart that there are people out there who honestly believe that this is actually okay. I mean, how do you explain all that? And what about diseases? And can your children come to you and talk about sex? Or are they of another generation that we're perpetuating this lie that, no, you cannot come home and talk to me, go out there and figure it out yourself. They're kids. They can't figure it out themselves. That's what parents are supposed to do. You're supposed to teach them, and you're supposed to make sure that they're kept safe. And it doesn't sound like, God help them, that your kids are very safe.
My children are very safe, I tell you this. It looks like this young generation say, wrap it up. Can't catch nothing. I mean, 99%, you can't catch nothing if you have a condom on.
Oh, there's still actually ways around that, you know, just the touching between people, you can actually get certain diseases still. It's just the condom helps out a whole lot between that.
So what about the emotional issue of a young girl that's 15 years old and going through all of these physical feelings and the emotional feelings, and then she has sex with, you know, a 27-year-old teacher, and she thinks she's in love, and for him it was just, you know, another one-night stand, and I just, you know.
Let me
tell
you.
I'm just
kind of. Do any of you have any children?
I don't have any kids.
I do not have children, and I'm the first to admit it. No.
Okay, I have three children of my own, and I know how to raise them. They got straight A's. They go to, they're getting ready to go to college, and they participate in all the sports. Now, I did not say that they can't come and talk to me. If they want to talk to me, matter of fact, that's why I say, okay, here's the thing. Now, if you go out and do it, you sitting there going out and do it. I can't stop you because just like teenagers, they're hard-headed, just like children. They become bad children when they want to be. You don't have to spoil the rod for that to happen.
Well, see, well, I think what it is, we're not really talking about what your children are doing, you know, as far as their progress. We're just saying that your thoughts of them being with their teacher, it doesn't really seem to bother you. I mean, being attracted to your teacher is one thing. You know, you can't really help who you're attracted to, but you know, but actually, you know, making that step to actually start having relations with your teacher. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm from the old school. I mean, you know, whenever I was going to school, my priority wasn't, ooh, you know, she's hot. Wow, Miss So and So is hot. Let me, you know, I mean, I don't know. That just seems kind of, I don't know. It just seems kind of, what's the word?
Sick. I think the word you're looking for is sick.
I don't really know what to say to that. I mean, it's good that his kids have straight A's and they're on their way to college. So, I mean, he's done something right, but the whole mentality on that whole relationship part, that's a little cloudy on that. And to a degree, he's right. You can't stop a child from doing something because they can find ways around you. But at the same time, it's not okay just to be like, if you do it, you do it. Just be safe.
And Mr. Darrell, is their mother still around?
I'm sorry, I said that again.
I said, are your kids' mothers still around?
No, but God bless the heart. No, Miss Suzanne's not around.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. But how young is your youngest child?
My youngest child is 15.
She's 15. Okay. So let's just say, now what grade is she in?
She's going to ninth grade, 10th grade.
Okay, so you said she's going to the ninth. So that means she's in the eighth right now?
Yes.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that you don't care if your 8th grade, 15-year-old, you know, started, you know, was attracted to her 35-year-old teacher, and then he was also attracted back, and, you know, they started to, you know, you mean to tell me that wouldn't keep you up at night?
Of course it would keep me up at night, but like I said, Miss Suzanne is no longer with us. And we don't have no grandpappies or no grandmammies to sit there and go and talk to. So I have to do what I have to do by myself now. Like I said, I done the best by them so far. They're trying to go to college, and they're getting good grades in school.
I'm sorry, but you saying you've done the best by them. You're the parent, and for the youngest ones being 15 and 8th grade, you're not finished yet. You're not finished. I mean, you sound like you're just kind of giving up. I mean, she's only in 8th grade. I mean, even in 9th grade, she's still young. I mean, you know, she's not 18 yet. She still has 3 more years. So you're not finished with your parenting. Excuse me for saying, but it sounds like you're just kind of throwing in the towel and then letting them raise themselves. And with girls, you definitely don't need to do that.
Your parenting is never done until the day you die, and then the lessons you taught should still go on in your children.
Now, I never said that my kids, even my youngest daughter, she can't come to me. She can come to me if she wants to, and I encourage her to come to me. If I got the answers, you know, I got to get out the answers. But sometimes if I ain't got the answers, I know that I can go and talk to some of my peoples out here and ask them questions like, okay, do you feel this certain way? And, you know, some of my people do agree with me. You know, like I said, I've done the best by my kid.
So it sounds like you're, I mean, I understand, you know, getting advice from other people, but it sounds like you're kind of letting other opinions kind of raise your children. I mean, is that how you're just going off what other people may tell you how to raise your children?
No.
No?
Just in certain circumstances that I can't do.
Okay. Well, back on our other caller, Mr. Derek. So, I remember earlier you was talking about that you feel that being on a college level is somewhat okay, but there's still those restrictions, correct?
Well, I feel that at that age you're of legal age, so then it's no longer a legal concern. What kind of concerns me with the other caller is that he has no problem with the fact that this is still a crime, no matter how you look at it. It's a crime. I mean, I just wonder if he would be okay if his, you know, 15-year-old daughter went out and robbed a liquor store or a gas station, and if that would be okay. The college level is a different story. Many more shades of gray at that level than it is if you're talking about a teenager and an adult individual. That's kind of what bothers me. Forget about everything else. Forget about the sex. Forget about the disease. Forget about babies. The fact that it is illegal, period. And he doesn't have a problem with the fact that there is an adult committing a crime against his child. If an adult beat his child or robbed his child or murdered his child, which is a crime, he would have a problem with that. But he has no problem with the fact that an adult is perpetrating a crime against a child. That's where I have an issue.
So with the legal age part, when somebody is 18, say for those girls that failed a couple grades and they're still in high school and they're 18, so they're of age, is it then okay still since they're of age and are in high school still having sex with their teachers or something like that? Would you feel it's all right then since they're legally of age now?
Do I feel it's all right? No. I wouldn't feel it's all right. But like I said, at that age, once you're of legal age, then it becomes a different story. It's no longer a crime. I mean, on a basic level, it's still a crime. I mean, I don't think it's right. At any level, for a person in power to take advantage of someone that they have the power over, whatever the situation. But in the basic analysis, we're not even at that point. You're not talking about a crime anymore. I'm not even sure where the hell I'm going with this. I'm just kind of dumbfounded, actually.
But at the same time, he would still get fired behind that, and he wouldn't get put. I don't think he'd get put on a sex offenders list, but he'd get fired behind that. And where I live, there was actually a female
student. To the things that should happen
with female students. And she got fired and put on the sex offenders list because of that.
Whoa. We are now eight minutes left in the show. I don't know where the time went. I want to thank both my callers. I wish we had another hour to talk about this, but we don't. We're 8 minutes. But I do want to have final thoughts. Derek, what are your final thoughts on this topic?
That's it. My final thoughts are, A, it's a crime, period, point blank, for an adult to have sex with a child, period. Whether it's a teacher, whether it's a priest, whether it's a parent, whatever, that's the bottom line. It's a crime, period. Morally, I think it's wrong. I mean, there on so many levels, it's just wrong. But the other caller, I swear to God, I'm going to keep him in my prayers.
Okay. The other caller, I think we still have him. Darrell, are you still with us?
Yes.
What are your final thoughts?
I can't really sum it up in your amount of time you got, but like I said, child will do what he want to do, whether good or bad.
And my final thoughts would be, Mr. Darrell, for you and just anybody that may feel the way you do, just remember, a child will do what they want to do, but however, you are the parent. You know, you are the one that's supposed to put the foundation there. You know, she's still, actually, all three of your children are still in your house, I assume. You know, you don't need to just be like, you know, just let them run with, you know, crazy just because they want to. You're still the parent. You still need to set those ground rules. You still need to, you know, keep them on the straight and narrow, because if you don't, they will bring home children, and there won't be anything you could do about it because you're letting them know, well, hey, it's okay as long as you don't, you know, bring home children. But mistakes happen. You can't just be like, okay, well, go do whatever, just be careful. You know, that's just like telling them to go run in traffic, just don't get hit by a car. I mean, you really have to be a parent, not just hold the title, I'm a parent, but you're not really parenting. So that's the advice I would have for you and other people who may feel the way you do. Tommy, what's your final thoughts?
I'd say it's not right on pretty much any level with the exception of college, because, I mean, yeah, they are grown, they're adults or whatever it is, and they can legally do pretty much anything they want to. But at the same time, just as long as they're not getting straight A's and all that kind of stuff, you know, along with the having sex with the teacher, they get all the perks, like getting a pass in school and all that. And as far as younger children go, I don't feel like it's right for any age, you know, in middle school or anything like that. And most of high school, you know, 12th graders, they're about to finish, they're close to college. So that's them. But younger kids, no, that's something that shouldn't happen.
Right.
I want to
thank both my callers for calling in tonight, giving us your thoughts. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate it. So thank you very much, callers. Are y'all still there? Dad, where the calls go? Derek?
No, I'm still speechless.
Well, thank y'all for joining and keeping it real hot and fresh with Zach and Tommy. Please stick around. We got the ghettos coming up next. But thank y'all so much for calling in tonight. All right, bro. Tommy. Wow.
I know.
And, you know, it's just...
That guy was named Darrell Hughes. His opinion was out there, but, I mean, you can't really be too mad at the guy. He did raise 3 kids by himself for a certain amount of time, and at the same time, his kids are making straight A's and going on to college. You can't do too much blaming on them.
That's true. Viewers, for Tommy, I mean, Dad, we need a show on TV. Dang, I want to say viewers. Listeners, we are 4 minutes down to the show, but you know before we go, we got to do Why Y'all So Ghetto. Tonight, Tori ain't here, so I got it tonight. All right, y'all, here we go. Number 10. You know you ghetto when you use the same dirty dishwater for all your dishes just so you can save on water. Don't your mama do that.
What?
Don't y'all do that at y'all house, though? Because every time I go over there, I always see water in the sink. It looks like the same water from last time. Don't y'all do stuff like that?
That's your bath water. What you talking about?
Well, just for that, I'm moving on. Number 9. You know you ghetto when you are thrown out of a club for being belligerent, and to get back in, you bribe the bouncer with a dime bag.
Sure, I know I was mean, but forgive me with this green, homie. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Exactly.
Really? Y'all going to throw me out? All right, then. I get back in.
Look. Dig it in the pocket.
Pretty much digging. Number 8. You know you ghetto when you only order fried chicken wings from Chinese restaurants.
Hey, man, you gotta give it up to Chinese restaurants. You gotta give it up to them. No, their wings be good, though.
Their wings are very good, but you know what? Their wings are not regular. I mean, go to KFC, go to Bojangles, and then go to Chinese restaurants. Those wings are not the same. They're like bat rings, don't they?
There is something funny about them wings.
There's something funny about them.
And I ain't gonna lie, I stopped buying them after I tasted some funny wings. They weren't really cooked, so.
They are really good. Wow.
I leave it to you. I keep getting the sesame chicken.
Go to China food. Number 7. Eating a light snack at your desk on the first day of your new job might be okay. However, eating a full course meal, you ghetto.
I ain't gonna pull the hot sauce out your purse.
Dad, what a llama bean is that?
Exactly.
I got me some ribs on my first day on the job. Shoot, we're lunch when I first get there.
You sitting there rolling to you to the next office. Hey, you got a fork.
You know what I'm saying? Dad. I mean, that whole aroma going around the whole office.
People walking over to you. Can I have some?
Can I get a bite? Number 6. You know you ghetto when you're doing a French tip manicure with whiteout.
That's what you call it, balling on a budget right there. It's balling on a budget.
Got it right, but it's neat though.
Oh, your nails look. Is that popping off?
Okay, no, that's whiteout. That's what it is. It's whiteout. Dicks.
You are writing words on your fingertips.
Right. Dad, let me wipe that out. Number 5. You know you ghetto. I'm sorry. Number 5. You know you're in a ghetto situation when you and your mom is looking for babysitters so y'all can go out to the club. Wow. Wow.
Hey, mom,
you and your mom looking for babysitters? Okay, I'm going to need for mom to tie up the tubes. Number 4, you know you ghetto when you go to work late every day because you think your boss won't fire you because he needs you. No, he doesn't. No, he don't need you. They don't need you.
Every one of y'all, there's 10 more to replace you.
100, actually.
Yeah, probably.
Number 3. You know you ghetto when you are so used to rats in your house that you treat them like pet cats and dogs.
Hey, I'm
pretty good. You go out
down on the floor. Got the cat taking a snack.
You start naming them. Come here, Rover. Number 2, you're either nasty or ghetto if you only spray your jeans with cologne and continue to wear them week after week. That is so nasty. come on, y'all. After a while, that smell is going to get fierce. You hear me?
Exactly. When you cover some stank up with cologne,
Exactly. Very nasty. And number one, your family might be ghetto if every time they come to visit, your neighbors go into house, lock up, and don't come out until they leave. You got them baby kids, don't you?
Baby kids. They afraid they about to get gunned on in a minute.
And they be all in other folks' yards stealing.
Exactly. Ooh, look at that little statue. That's going home with me tonight.
Ooh, mama, they got a caddy.
What could the mailbox missing? Who steals a mailbox?
Right. Oh, my God. Well, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh with Tommy and Zach. Next week, Tori will be back with us, and she will be taking over You Know Why You're Ghetto, or you 10 Ways You Know You're Ghetto. There you go. So I want to thank all of our listeners, and this has been SSBN, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. We out.
We out.